This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unless you are planning a riot or looting, don't hire leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Yeah, it should be a check mark on an application. Are you a leftist or not? And if you check yes, thank you very much for coming. We will contact you if we do decide to hire you. See you. And you'll never talk to them again. That is the smartest move you could make. They talk about you can't ask questions about you got any kids, you've been to prison, whatever. If they just let you say, who did you vote for in the last election? Oh, man, I was all about Hillary. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Or ma'am. Or sir, ma'am. Or whatever. Of the 71 genders that they could have been. You know, because if you say anything, in fact, just do this. Just say thank you for your time. Because if you put anything at the end, you could probably get sued. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with me, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not even kidding when I tell you, don't hire a leftist. And here's what's worse, and I've talked about this on shows before. HR people will tell you, you have risk factors with who you hire. You hire a woman, there's a risk factor. Because women are much more likely to sue than men, okay? You hire a black woman over a white woman, you got a risk factor. White, black women are much more likely to sue than white women. Right? Forget about black, same thing with black men versus white men. And I could go on. LGBT, all of them. Anytime they give you a title, if your check mark is just something, African American, male, whatever, that means those are all the intersectionalities you have, and the company has much more risk. Every box you check increases your risk factor. It increases the load that a company says we have to put on you. Now, the former load, just so you guys are aware, all they cared about was, okay, when we bring on an employee, we have to do matching funds for your FICA, you know, and your Social Security. So they would say, okay, with respect to that, that's all, you know, we got, they call it a burden. So, Kevin, we're going to bring you on. That means we got to pay for your insurance, whatever the co-pays are. The company's picking it up. If it's a company car, whatever. And it's independent of color. Now, that was the old days when people would hire and they hired based on merit. It was just, okay, Kevin, you're the best person for the job. We had 150 candidates. We chose you. We're willing to accept the burden of your matching funds, your FICA, your, you know, whatever perks you get, your medical stuff, matching that, your vacation days, we're willing to do it. But now they throw in, oh, geez, well, Kev, you're black, so we may throw in an additional couple of hours on MLK during Black History Month. You could decide if you want to come in at all. And, oh, by the way, if a black dude gets killed by a cop especially, then there may be some special dispensation for you. And, you know, we'll deal with the rest of it as we go along. And meanwhile, here's the other thing we'll do, Kev. We'll promote you even though you aren't necessarily qualified. We're going to promote you ahead of white people that are more qualified. Don't worry. They'll teach you how to do your job. They'll do your job for you. But we'll leave you there because we have so much respect for you. That's the world we live in. And see, black employees will accept that. You know, it's part of the reparations package for them. They don't care that, you know, they aren't getting ahead because they are qualified and that a less qualified person is underneath them and they know it. They don't care. I got this white boy. He 50 times more qualified working for me. He working for me, though. Oh. Yeah, he's working for me. Yeah. And then, you know what the white boy's doing? He's like, I don't care. I know who I am. I know I'm more qualified than that guy. It's no problem. I'll just do my job. And you know what I'll do? Eventually, I'll leave. And you know what's going to happen to him? He ain't going to know what to do. And they're going to have to come back to me. But I'll have my own company. And when they come to me for that, I'll make them think they're passing the biggest kidney stone they've ever passed in their lives. Because I'm not going to put up with it. In a study, folks, from the Office of Redundancy Office, we learned that leftists make crappy employees because all the little pansies do is complain. Summit News reported this. The study was conducted by Jeremy Burnett, and it involved asking almost 400 employees, aged 26 on average, across 7 colleges about different events that had recently gotten substantial media attention. The study notes that the events consisted of 17 items developed to assess the proclivity to be offended, 8 moral outrage items, 11 microaggression items, and 9 political correctness items. It noted that some people have a high proclivity to be offended. They call it a PTBO, which the study describes as a state-like tendency to be sensitive to customarily innocuous societal events and traditions. For example, playing the United States anthem. Those with a high PTBO have a tendency to view an array of events and or traditions as, here comes the magic word, offensive. You're also likely to feel that social events or traditions to which they take offense also violate moral or equitable standards. Basically, what they're saying is they're triggered by anything. And the conclusion is, leftists rarely get anything done. Apparently, perpetual outrage impedes your ability to work. That's what the study essentially said. Yeah, look, if I'm at a job and the race is going to begin and there's a TV on in the break room and they play the national anthem, I'm not getting outraged. But the left can become triggered over anything. I'm not going to see somebody walk by a statue during a television interview or something. Oh, there's that stupid statue of so-and-so. Lincoln, what did he do for America? Shoot. Free the slaves. That's just a lie. We're rewriting history. They said, Dr. Burnett found that high TBOs, PTBOs are less productive because they're constantly worrying about how the organizations they work for are less fair than everywhere else, and they consume a lot of time complaining about trivial matters. Now, one of these whiners always look for easy jobs, union jobs, political jobs, and let's not forget leftist's favorite job, welfare. That's their favorite job. If they're not on it, they're trying to get other people on it. He finishes with, the person offended by everyday occurrences diverts important and limited cognitive resources away from the client and potential sale towards a task irrelevant stimuli. That's a really good way to put it. Anyway, glad you guys are here. We got a lot to talk about today. Don't be a leftist is what I'm telling you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
She told me she got COVID-19. She can hardly breathe. I told her she should stay back 6 feet. I'm not the one. Wear masks, spreading germs all around. She told me she left her skin jeans for my breath and sit. I said, girl, wait, don't touch anything. Put on some gloves.
Ha ha.
clever. That was very clever. Where'd you guys find that? That was cool. I like that. I hate that they cut it because it was probably pretty good. But you could tell they cut it in a couple places. But that was good. COVID-19. Wipe your house down with Clorox wipes. Clorox wipes! Oh, man. Another ruse. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the Democrat polling. So I was talking earlier about Michael Moore, and he gave a warning to the Democrats. He goes, guys, stop pretending. Stop acting as if we have a candidate that everybody gives a crap about. Don't be playing games up on her. He talked about the Tulsa rally. He says people were lining up days in advance to see Trump. And had they not done the shenanigans, it would have been a packed house. I'm telling you, Donald Trump, I said this before, and of course, COVID-19, not my love, COVID-19, you know, sort of put a damper on things. And coming out of the chute, you know, Donald Trump got 6,200 people to show up because they hacked it and said, oh, there's going to be 300,000 people. And so people stopped showing up. But what they couldn't take away from Donald Trump was the fact that these people were lining up early. Early. Excitement. And Michael Moore gets it. He gets it. He says, people sleeping on the sidewalk, people holding up signs, people, you know, showing all kinds of enthusiasm, honking horns, the whole deal. You cannot dismiss this. That is commitment that you cannot take for granted. It reminds me of The Godfather. You remember the scene in The Godfather where Michael Corleone's going to Cuba and he's going to look at investing with old Rothstein or whatever. And he watched a guy hold a bomb, and I think the cops were around him, and he jumped into the car and killed himself and the cops. And Michael, you know, Corleone was like, what the hell just happened, you know? And he's like, that guy just killed himself, but he took down these police officers. So he goes back and he ends up not investing in Cuba, and Rothstein's mad at him. He ends up putting a fatwa out on him trying to kill him. But Corleone said, if somebody is willing to go to that level for their revolution, I'm betting on that revolution. That's the level that they were willing to go to. Sacrifice. Let me tell you something about the left and their ability, what they look to do. Look at the videos when Antifa gets confronted. When we finally get to the point where we say, enough is enough. Have you seen these videos? I warned you guys. I said probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, be careful of the man, the quiet man, that you finally raise to such a level of consciousness that he says, I've had enough. Be careful of that man. Well, guess what? There are millions of those people. I'm not using man metaphorically, ladies. You know that. You're conservative women. You know I'm not being a misogynist. Be careful of the person, okay, who gets to that level. And that's where we are. And so now we are willing to give our lives. See, Antifa, they go to a point and they go, oh, shoot, they're coming, they're fighting back. Watch Antifa when people show up to fight back. Watch any of the videos. You know what they do? They start hightailing it. Oh, there's a few of them that'll get in the mix. And they get knocked out, beat down, and then what do the rest of them do? They run. I'm telling you, if you're ever confronted by a mob, and you see it's going to happen, run towards them, run towards the one that's got the biggest mouth, and pop him right in it, and you watch what happens. If you can hold your own against 2 or 3 of them, which I can, the rest of them scatter. And I'm talking about be brutal in your assault. Kevin, you're talking about fist to cussing and all that. And I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Well, get comfortable. Because let me tell you, that couple in St. Louis, they weren't comfortable either. But you know what they did? They went and grabbed some weapons. You better get used to the idea that these people, in their mobs, they get tough. But as soon as you decide, okay, it's like holding that rifle there. You would make an announcement. I can't take all of you, but you figure out which ones of you want to die, because I will doggone sure shoot you. And you know what they do? He didn't have to say anything because they backed off. But that's the problem. Anyway, Moore is warning people about this because he's concerned. I talked earlier about, the other day about Joe Biden getting 57% of the number in Kentucky. That should be that thing. My producer, that thing. Yeah, you're getting 50. We the people, in order to, that thing. Anyway, Joe Biden getting 57% of the vote in Kentucky. That is a bellwether, bad news for the Democrats. Horrible news. But anyway, I want my whole thing about this is that Democrats don't trust themselves. Michael Moore didn't trust it. Here's an article. During an online event for Michigan Democrats, a U.S. Congresswoman who had rightly sounded the alarm about then-candidate Donald Trump's potential of winning the state in 2016 delivered a similar message to her fellow Biden supporters. The Trump victory campaign has since responded with a taunting statement swiping at Hyden Joe Biden and predicting success again. She said, "Some people say, oh, look at the numbers. I don't believe those numbers. This is Debbie Dingell." She says, "I don't believe them." He goes, you can, you know what she's telling you? I'm on the ground, people. I'm not hiding out. I don't believe these numbers whatsoever. When I go around Michigan, you know what I see? What I feel? I feel an undercurrent of what's happening in this country. I see the signs for Trump, whatever. I don't know what she's, what the issues are, but I promise you this. You feel the same thing. You know, this iceberg under the water is even bigger for Trump than the 2016 iceberg.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's younger brother is in a New York hospital. The president plans to visit Robert Trump later on Friday. The White House says President Trump has a very good relationship with his brother. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington also says
the cause of the hospitalization or any additional information about his brother's condition has not been immediately released. Reports say Robert was hospitalized earlier this summer and spent at least 10 days in a neuro-intensive care unit.
A majority of voters who plan to support presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in November are doing so because he's not President Trump. In a Pew poll conducted, 56% of voters who backed the former vice president over President Trump said they did so because he's not the Republican incumbent. This is USA Radio News. Former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, who altered an email as part of an application process to spy on former Trump campaign associate Carter Page, is pleading guilty to making false statements today. Attorney General William Barr telling Fox News,
"We need to get the story of what happened in 2016 and 17 now. And if people involved in that activity violated the criminal law, they will be charged. There are going to be developments, significant developments, before the election, but we're not doing this on the election schedule. What's dictating the timing of this are developments in the case."
This all part of the Justice Department case that John Durham is investigating. Two top Department of Homeland Security officials are ineligible to serve in their roles. That's according to a government watchdog. The Government Accountability Office saying the line of succession outlined under the Vacancies Reform Act was improperly altered after DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ethics. Morals. Oh, my goodness. Where have they gone in this day and age, in the time of America? By the way, they are still there. I don't want you to feel bad, those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're a feel-good show. You want to know why? Because we pursue the truth. Even when the truth sometimes hurts us. There are things that we don't like to know about ourselves. We don't want to admit to ourselves. But you know what we've done? We've grown up. And we say, you know what? To thine self be true. Yes, indeed true. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So, we live in a time, however, where many people do not have any ethics. They have no moral core. And they just follow the herd. And let me tell you something. There are many companies in America, many organizations, many people who are about to eat the most crow they've ever had in their lives. Now, we had them eat some crow in 2016 on November the 8th when Donald Trump won. But that was the beginning. Now they're really getting a heaping helping of that nasty bird. Companies that are supporting Black Lives Matter. And speaking of Black Lives Matter, they are so upset with America, they're calling for a boycott of non-black companies. There's going to be a day, I don't know when it is, maybe it's already passed, but there's going to be a day where they say, don't support, you know, any company that is not owned by a black person. So what are we going to do? We're going to be going to pawn shops and barbers and what? What are you going to do? How are you going to do that, Black Lives Matter? Finally, let me tell you, there's been some pushback against them. A senator came out recently and called them, I think the senator owns part of a WNBA team. And the senator said, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. Finally, a Republican senator going on record saying the truth about this particular group. Do you feel like Black Lives Matter really does its best to offend you? It's looking for ways to be offensive to you. It's in your face. First of all, the name. One of my friends said, Kevin, why would you put any color in front of Lives Matter? You don't even have to put all. Lives Matter. That's all you need. But people are afraid to even talk about that because it's a special issue related to black folks, right? Special issue, as Don Lemon claimed. We played his clip the other day. This is not about black-on-black crime. This is about black lives with police officers. So I'll give you a little test. You've got black people, and let's just say for the sake of argument, in a typical year, 20 of them are killed by police. Unarmed blacks are killed by police. But let's just do it a different way. 20 unarmed blacks are killed in a particular method. 2,000 are killed in another particular method. Where do you put your focus? You get what I'm saying? Take away the adjectives and the descriptors. Where do you put your focus? 20 are dying here, 2,000 are dying here. You're a military person. 20 die here, 2,000 die here. You're a business. 20 things get stolen here, 2,000 get stolen there. You get what I'm saying? Where do you put your focus? Pretty simple question, isn't it? Well, we all know you put your focus where the biggest problem occurs. Do you think these brain-dead leftist moronic plantation Negroes are going to put their effort into the problem that's really at hand? And you know what the problem is, right? I already described it. I played a clip from Marcellus Wiley the other day, and he described the single parent family and the outcome that comes from that. I don't need to revisit it. Every major crime that occurs will occur geometrically more, if not exponentially, when you do not have both parents in the home. Pretty simple. Dropout rates increase. Likelihood of rape, likelihood of murder, likelihood of going to prison. All of it. It goes up. Do you think leftists care, particularly black leftists? Do you think they care? What do you think Black Lives Matter is about? It is about terrorism. We are going to destroy the patriarchal society, particularly this idea of the nuclear family. That's they. It's written in there, in their mission. Let me tell you, folks. Don't feel bad that this is being exposed. Don't feel bad. Be happy that this is being exposed at a level of stupidity and ignorance and insanity that we didn't even think was possible for a person to reach or a group of people to reach. And now we've got companies that want to pay these extortionists. They're paying them off like they used to pay Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. It's evolved. It's no longer about an individual. It's about a movement now. People getting rich. Here's some companies that defend these rioters, these terrorists. 23andMe, the Oscars, Adidas. I stopped buying Nike. Now I got to quit buying Adidas. Airbnb, Alaska Airlines, Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, Apple Music, AT&T, Atlanta Records, Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Bergdorf Goodman, Ben & Jerry's, Billboard. I'm just giving you a few of them. I'm skipping. BMW, Boost Mogul, Burberry, Capitol Records, Cisco, Converse. Just giving you some. DirecTV, of course, Disney, Doritos, E! News, ESPN, FedEx, Fox. I'm just giving you a few. There's a whole list. The guys composed an entire list of these. These are people who openly condone looters and rioters and terrorists who want to destroy the nuclear black family, and they do it openly. That's what should scare you the most. Nobody has to hide it. Gorilla Glue, Harry's, you know, the shaving people, HBO, Hershey's, Hulu, IBM, I'm just skipping, IKEA, Lego, Levi's, Logitech, Louis Vuitton, Lyft, Marvel Entertainment, McAfee, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, any of these things you use. And you say to yourself, well, Kevin, how do we fight back, man? You can't boycott all of them. I'm not even asking for a boycott. I'm just telling you, you need to be aware. It's not about a boycott. You know what you need to do? Yeah, I don't know if you own stock in any of these companies. You need to write letters. You need to make phone calls. I called Angie's List and told them, this was a long time ago, I called Angie's List and said, I'm going to talk smack about you until you're out of business. I don't know if they're out of business, but I don't see their advertisements much anymore. I don't think Angie's making as much money this time around as she was before. I said, I would go to Home Advisors. That's what I kept telling people to do. Go to Home Advisors. Forget about Angie's List. So we started, you know, and it isn't a campaign of I'm boycotting them. Because I'm not telling people boycott. I'm saying go. There are other choices. You at least need to know about the other choices. You need to know how to be a good corporate citizen. And that means jumping on the bandwagon. They want to tear down all these statues of old white men. Who cares? Who cares? It's the founder of the nation that has made more blacks prosperous than any other country, any other continent. All of Africa, certainly any other country. More prosperous black folks. I mean, by Africa standards, America is replete with the richest black folks in the world. And yet, we got to tear down all these statues to that. Even the ones that allowed it to occur. Show me a nation where a group of people have risen from slaves to, you know, the top in a shorter period. Show me any nation that's done that. And it doesn't have to be blacks have risen. I'm talking about show me a nation where the people who were the most oppressed rose to power within 250 years. Show me any nation. Doesn't matter, because these guys got to get on. They got a virtue signal. They got to let you know just how bad things are, man, because, hey, that's the way it works. This is pathetic. Who else we got? Salesforce. Let me see. We got Popeye's Chicken. Oh, I hate that. Porsche. Reddit. Red Lobster. Reebok. Are there any shoes you can buy now at this point? Salesforce. Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies. Come on. That's got to be owned by Kellogg's. I don't know if Kellogg's. Scholastic. Showtime. Sephora. Snap. Snapchat. Sony. Spotify. You use any of these products? Pretty sure you do. All these people now are supporting terrorists, and you're forced to by nature. What do you do? How do you fight back? Let me tell you how you fight back. You go to their board meetings and you say, you guys support terrorists. You should be crying this from the mountain, shouting this from the mountaintop, folks, that these people are nothing but terrorists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I always like to give you guys some signs of things, things that you're aware of. You're smart people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're here. You got to be smart. Shoot. I mean, even if you're a Democrat and you're listening, I give you some credit. As my grandmother would say, credit. She did credit like it had a CK at the end. That boy got credit. He got good credit. Anyway, I'm going to give you credit if you're a Democrat here, a leftist, a progressive, a former brain-dead moron, and you are now listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Congratulations. I appreciate you for being here because it means that you have learned some sort of redemption. I don't know where you got the cure, but good for you. And if it's somebody that got you here, thank them. Thank them. And I don't mean a little thank you. It's a big thank you because you are about to get a whole level of schooling that you didn't know existed. And let me tell you what that schooling is. You being the best you. Me challenging you to be the best you. Help me help you. Okay. I'll go Jerry Maguire on you. So as the election nears, I've told you guys, the Democrats get more and more desperate. What you see is, oh my gosh, Kevin, they just seem to be piling on and all that. It's desperation. I know the scent. Yeah. I don't have it. For those of you going, well, Kevin, what are you talking about? Do you smell desperate? Yeah, I'm not desperate. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cooler than the other side of your pillow because I got it. I've learned how to let things go. You only got a certain amount of time on earth. I'm not worrying about it. I got attorneys and I got the good Lord. God says, give it to me. Even little things, give it to me. So anyway, I look and see where's God's handiwork? And his handiwork is he's showing you chaos. He's showing you the things that the people will do to you because he wants you to understand that if you want to go to the side of the devil, this is what you're going to get. There's good and evil, folks. Do we understand it? Do we know what it is? Is good where you can walk in society safely and do things, and if something occurs, you don't feel like you're going to get beat up or robbed or raped or whatever other violent crime that could happen to you? Don't you want to feel safe in your own neighborhoods? How do you get that? Through evil? Because let me tell you, you go where Democrats are, you see a lot of evil. I'm not saying it doesn't exist everywhere, because it does. The devil is everywhere. But he really likes hanging out with some leftists. Who? He's like, oh, he's like, what y'all up to? They're like, hey, devil, come on over here, baby. We ain't seen you in a minute. He's like, oh, I've been around. I'm here. You know, I'm here, baby. I'm here. Yeah, devil is there, baby. So anyway, Democrats' demoralization strategy is in full steam. I mean, and it's pitiful. And it has as much chance of survival as a snow cone in an Arizona summer. It just flatly is not going to work. You will not be demoralized. Oh, you'll question yourself from time to time, but you won't be demoralized. They don't have all the pieces that they normally would in order to make that happen. But I realize people like to worry, especially God-fearing conservatives. Why should we put our faith in God when we have all these polls to remind us of our frailties? Still, while some of you worry, I'm going to tell you about these signs. Forget about the conservative winning in California 25, because that's not proof enough, right? The guy who took over the seat of a stronghold of Democrats, and not only did that, he beat them by 19 points. I mean, it's a 19-point swing, and you go, oh, Kevin, I forgot about that. Well, I didn't. Yeah, Joe Biden, folks, he won in Kentucky the other day. Are you aware of this? Yeah, the Democrats now, no longer presumptive Democrat nominee because they're going to skip their convention. Joe Biden is it, and he won his primary in Kentucky. Obviously, right? He's the only one left. Well, maybe it's not quite so obvious. And let me give you the example of what I mean. See, old Joe won. The problem is he won by 57%. He won 57% of the vote of Kentucky in the Democratic primary. The guy who no longer has any challengers. You need some help with the math? So let me tell you what that means. That means 43% of Democrats who only technically had one choice did not vote for Joe Biden. If The thing on it said Joe Biden and other got 43% of the vote. Now, I'm going to go into some other things because we're going to delve into this in a minute. But Donald Trump got 94% of the vote, which is in line with what people say is his popularity within his base. He's the only guy running. There's Donald Trump and there's other. I mean, there's some people at Weld and whoever else that they're no longer in. And the contrarian vote said, 6% said, we don't like Donald Trump. We're Republicans. We're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay, great. I didn't think that thing existed, but let's, you know, there's always the anomaly. So 94% said Trump, 6% said other, whoever that may be. Doesn't matter, really, does it? Joe Biden, 57.09%. Other, 42 and change. Almost 43. You see the problem? It's not our problem, it's their problem. But let's delve into who other was, because that becomes even more significant. And I'm telling you this because as you see polls that show that Joe Biden is invincible, I want you to really keep it in perspective that in an uncontested primary, Joe Biden can only get 57% of the Democrats to support him. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that gives him a lot. He can make a lot of progress. He's got a lot of room to move. Okay, phenomenal. So let me tell you who is number two. Coming in at almost 19%, no candidate. Nobody. There are 19% of Democrats who go, I don't want to vote for Biden. They didn't vote for any of the other candidates. I'm going to get to these other people in a second. They didn't vote for anybody else, but they said, I don't know who I want, but I don't want Joe Biden. That's a pretty significant number. So you can ask yourself, are they not going to vote? Are they going to vote for Trump? Are they going to be a protest vote? I don't know. And neither do they. That's why they're uncommitted. Number three was Bernie Sanders coming in at almost 12%. Why is that a problem for the Democrats? Because these are people that in a primary with only one real choice said, we still support Bernie Sanders. You think that vote is going to go out for Joe Biden? You think there's going to be anything between now and then that will change their minds? Because they weren't uncommitted. They said, we want Bernie. Do you remember the Bernie or bus crowd? Well, you might want to think about them because that's who that represents. 12% of Democrats. Folks, for those of you paying attention, that's as big of a voting bloc as the black vote. Would be pretty scary. Everybody else was insignificant after that. Elizabeth Warren got 2.66%. Pete Buttigieg got 2%. Andrew Yang got roughly 2%. Amy Klobuchar, 1.6%. Get this. Tulsi Gabbard, 1.6%. Now it gets fun. Michael Bennett, 1%. Tom Slayer, almost 1%. And Deval Patrick, 0.35%. You want to know who was missing? Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. Nowhere on there. But here's what's most interesting about that. In a primary where Joe Biden is the only candidate, he is the now not only presumptive, he is the Democrats' nominee. I did mention they're not going to have their convention because they don't want to showcase Joe's dementia. But in all of this, you had, besides uncommitted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other people, without counting uncommitted, got votes. You understand what that means? That 43% of people who did not vote for Joe Biden, they're looking for anybody. There are people out there. Deval Patrick, of all people, got 0.35%. He got whatever the number is, it doesn't even matter. Tom Steyer got 1%. Michael Bennett, did you even know he was running? He's got 1%. Tulsi Gabbard, you get what I'm saying? They are still going, we aren't supporting this clown. But they want you to believe that he's winning in every poll. You don't want to know what that's about? You want me to tell you what it's about? You can't donate money to a guy who's not winning. If they were to tell you, Joe Biden's getting his butt kicked, and we've got to stop Donald Trump, but his numbers are so low, and unless you donate, we're not going to be able to catch old Donald Trump. What would you do? You'd go, well, I mean, I ain't hot on him anyway. You know what? So they're trying to make people believe that old Joe's got a shot. If you'll just invest in him, man, we'll make it happen. But it's not going to happen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.